Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Many patients who have had surgery will experience nausea or vomit in the following day or two, and a wide range of interventions have been tried to alleviate this. Sonia Hines from the Queensland Centre for Evidence-Based Nursing and Midwifery in Australia describes an April 2012 Cochrane review of the research into aromatherapy.
On average, 20-30% of patients having surgery suffer from some post-operative nausea and vomiting. So on some groups of people, the risk can even be as high as 80%. While there are a lot of drugs available to treat the condition, they're not always successful. In my practice as a neurosurgical nurse, I saw many patients who had nausea and vomiting that persisted no matter what anti-emetic drugs we gave them, which led me to wonder whether there were other additional treatments we could try, one of which is aromatherapy. Basically, aromatherapy uses the vapors of essential oils or other substances to alleviate physical or emotional symptoms. We're not really sure how it works, and different substances may well work in different ways. It's used in many recovery rooms and surgical wards around the world, but when I first started thinking about this topic, there weren't any systematic reviews to say whether it was really effective. So we needed to do one, and we worked with the Cochrane Anesthesia Group on this. When we were looking for studies for the review, we searched a wide variety of scientific databases, as well as looking for information in unpublished literature and on the internet. We used the standard Cochrane methods to appraise the study and collect data, and decided to include both randomised trials and controlled clinical trials, in which there is a treatment and control group, but the participants won't have been allocated to these randomly. Despite our wide searches and broad eligibility criteria, we found only 9 studies with a total of about 400 participants. Most of the studies looked at isopropyl alcohol, but 2 also examined peppermint oil. Although these 2 studies are not sufficient to provide evidence to show that using peppermint oil reduces postoperative nausea and vomiting, they also don't find any evidence that it's harmful. On the other hand, we found that compared with saline placebo, isopropyl alcohol aromatherapy did reduce the proportion of participants who needed drugs to treat their postoperative nausea or vomiting. However, when it was compared with standard antiemetic treatment, isopropyl alcohol wasn't as effective in reducing the proportion of patients who needed further medication. The studies of isopropyl alcohol in this review used 1 prep pad or cotton ball soaking isopropyl alcohol per treatment, and most asked the patient to take 2 or 3 deep breaths while the pad was held close to but not touching their nose. Treatments were repeated up to 3 times without any adverse effects being reported. In summary, all we can say from the evidence we found is that it's likely that using isopropyl alcohol as an adjunct or complementary therapy will reduce nausea for some adult patients in the short term. It may be most useful when patients have tried an antiemetic drug but haven't experienced a lasting effect from it, or when they would prefer not to have any antiemetic drugs at all. The findings might also provide a simple take-home therapy for patients after same-day surgery who may experience nausea after they've been discharged home.
Fuller information on the 9 studies in Sonia's review, the methods that they followed, and the ways to use aromatherapy are available in the full review, which can be found at thecochranelibrary.com.